Welcome back to WST Podcast. Big Ben and Kay Wynn. NFL division round playoffs. Big Ben, sorry about your Seahawks, but the show must go on. We are now a Rams pod. We are now a Rams fan. Let's talk about Saturday.
You'll notice I don't have my Seahawks hat. Has been retired, Kay Wynn. Unfortunate game for the Hawks. Russ couldn't cook. He didn't have all his utensils. Apparently, Jared Goff is gutsy. I never thought I would say that in my life. He pulled out a gutsy performance. Cam Akers ran all over us. 28 rushes for, I think, over 130 yards. Bobby Wagner just got tired of tackling, came to that point. And hats off to the Rams. You're on to the divisional round, and the Seahawks are clearing house. Schottenheimer, he gone.
He gone. Well, I haven't been wearing my 49ers hat for the last 4 weeks, so we both switched our allegiances. But if we get into Saturday's matchup, the Rams move one step closer to the Triple Crown. Actually, let me take that back. Los Angeles moves one step closer to the Triple Crown. Lakers, NBA champs. Dodgers, World Series champs. Will the Rams be Super Bowl champs and create the LA trifecta, Big Ben?
Whew, that I don't know. Tampa may take a little slide in that and bring a football championship to join that hockey championship that the Lightning scored. So I like the theory.
All right. 1:35 Western Standard Time. That's Pacific Standard Time for all you West Coast. It is Rams at Packers. The temperature is going to be in the mid-30s. So the frozen tundra. Now, there's this old saying, warm weather teams, cold weather teams, California teams. Do you buy into any of that hype, Big Ben?
So they play in a dome. That certainly makes sense. Lambeau in anywhere between November and February is going to be cold as all get out. The issue that the Rams may run into is this. The right thumb of Jared Goff. He's got three pins in it. I've had pins in my feet. They're not comfortable, not fun. And if it gets a little cold, who knows what that plays into. You might have a glove. You might see Goffy glove.
That's when that thumb starts barking, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could freeze up. Who knows? They might need a thumb pin specialist on the sideline for Goff.
So I'm excited about this matchup because we've got the number one scoring offense. Some say the number one offense. Sorry, Chiefs fans. And the number one defense in the Rams. It's offense versus defense. We got Aaron Donald. His ribs are healthy. He's ready to go. And you know what? He's going to have to pressure Rodgers. He's going to have to make him uncomfortable and put a little hits on him. And then you know what? Davante Adams, who's he going up against? The shutdown corner, Jalen Ramsey. That's going to be exciting to watch as well. But there's also, you know what? There's Darius Williams. We saw that pick six. Sorry, is that too soon, Big Ben?
No.
But Davante can't hide. He's got Jalen on one side, Darius on the other. So that's why it's hard to throw against the Rams. And the Rams defense with Donald and their safeties and their linebackers and their number one ranked defense, they hold the opponents to just a low enough score for the offense to have enough wiggle room to win. What do you see in this matchup coming up?
So here's the difference between the Packers and the Seahawks. You had a guy, you saw it. The reason the Rams got the pick six the week earlier is they tried to get the ball to DK in an inordinate trip set to the left, weird way that the cornerback watched one iota of film, jumped in front of the pass, and took it for a touchdown. That's not going to happen this week. The Packers have more depth offense. They got Scantling. Lazard is back. So even if you took away Davante Adams, I believe you have a better running back than Aaron Jones. They have Jamal Williams. They have a lot more weapons across the board. So I think they're going to have more variables to go to. And even Robert Tonyan, who's a 10 times better tight end than anyone the Hawks have. I think the Rams' firepower overcomes maybe a little beat up Rams. And the Rams are only 4-4 away from home. And you're right. It's cold in Lambeau.
It's freezing. And the Packers do have a lot of talented players. But I want to talk about AAA. We've got Aaron Jones, inside and outside zones. You're right. What are you going to do? Stack the box? Or are you going to double their other A? Davante Adams, historic year. 18 touchdowns behind Kamara. Watch his releases off routes. Ramsey will slow him down, but no one's going to stop him. And then you've got A-Rod. Two MVPs. Could this be his third? There's only four quarterbacks with three MVPs. You've got Peyton. You've got Brady. And you've got Johnny Football. And Big Ben, that's not Johnny Manziel. That's Johnny Unitas. But in this matchup, I believe it's offense over defense. I think it's going to be a close game, but because you have Rodgers, you do have the AAA, you have those weapons. I got the Packs squeaking it out in no triple crown in Los Angeles.
Before I give my prediction, I'd like to say the biggest come up in this entire NFL football season may be State Farm Insurance. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. It could be the State Farm Super Bowl.
Wow.
That could happen. And with that said, I got the Green Bay Packers over the Rams. Just too much firepower. I think they press Devontae out left, let Jalen run against him on an island, run trip set, get Lazard, Scantling, and then get Tanyan down the seam. It's going to be a long day for that Rams defense. They're on the field too much. I got 34. Goff's going to get shut down too. 34-14.
One thing we didn't mention, actually two things. David Bakari, offensive tackle for the Packers, and he covers Rodgers' blindside out with a torn ACL. So I'm sure the Rams are going to look to pressure whoever's coming in to replace him.
You didn't get the intern's note. They actually brought an old tackle out of retirement to come play for the Packers this week. So oddly enough, the Packers find a way. And if that wasn't a bye week, they probably wouldn't have been able to do that. So good on you, Packers. Rodgers makes a State Farm phone call to his old tackle buddy. He comes out of retirement and may keep him clean. Donald's going to cause a lot of trouble, but I think Rodgers has a quick release.
And I would be remiss, or we would be remiss, if we didn't say Rodgers has another buddy on the Rams side, his Cal Bear buddy. We've got two Cal Bear quarterback alums, Goff versus Rodgers. Little bragging rights for their alma mater.
You know who everyone at Cal's rooting for. It's Rodgers. They don't claim Goff anymore.
Wow. All right. We don't claim him either. Go away, Rod. Should we get into the second game? It's on Sunday.
Yes, two hollowed vets at quarterback. It's going to be a good one.
So we got Bucks versus Saints. Intern did a little dig in here for me. First playoff matchup between two future 40-year-old Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Breeze and Brady. But it isn't the first time that either of these quarterbacks have matched up this year or years past, as well as the head coaches. And the Saints win and lead both categories. Breeze, 5-3 versus Brady. Sean Payton, a 4-0 against Bruce Arians. What do you see in this matchup, Big Ben?
Well, you know what? For me, I think the Saints have so much good luck or good karma on their side, dating back to when your Rams and the Nolia no call, where Robbie Coleman quite frankly admitted to everyone that, yeah, that was a PI, and the Rams came back and won in overtime. So I think the Saints have that going for them. The thing I don't think they have is the fountain of youth that Tom Brady has. TB12 is looked, in my opinion, better than whatever Breeze has delivered over the course of the season. And I think Brady has slightly more weapons. Kamara's a plus one over anything Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones are going to do. But when you have AB, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans, as well as a beleaguered little Gronk out there, Brady might be able to pick apart the Saints. The question becomes, K-Win, the overall health of Godwin and Evans. If those two show up and their hammies aren't ready to go, Scotty Miller is going to have to step in, but I think Brady has a tougher time against that pass rush of the Saints.
Yeah, and Ronald Jones' quad injury missed last week. He's a game-time decision, so they're going to go with Leonard Fournette, but they could use Jones because those are two different backs, right? And Jones can catch the ball. He can do some other things. So I'm going to give you some data before I give you my pick and before I hear your pick. 65-3-7. That is the temperature inside the Mercedes Superdome coming up this Sunday, which is going to be a good 30 degrees warmer than in Lambeau. So no temper condition issues. Everything is going to be fine. Three, this is the third round of Breeze versus Brady this year. In round one, in week one, the Saints won 34-23. And then in week nine, woo, butt kicking, 38-3 Saints. That's when they're like, what's going on in Tampa? Are the Bucs going to make the playoffs? Is Brady too old? Nope. He rallied back. And now that's round three, which gives me to the last data point of seven. The Saints have 11 first-round picks on their roster. Seven of them are on defense. And I think defense is going to be the difference in this game. That's why I have the Saints winning 35-28.
That's where we differ, my friend. I'm going to give you a number. 4. That's the number of inches taller Tom Brady is than Drew Brees. And if you watch the Rams game, hear me out here. The edge rushers, pass rushers, what they do, they got their hands up. When Brees struggles at getting and seeing over the top, he has a tough time completing passes. That's obvious. But then on the other side, flip side, Tom Brady is had time in the pocket. I think he's put up 400 yards each of the last three games. Yeah. So I think he's hitting his stride. The other thing is, I think we discount the Bucs defense. They have White. They have Sue, who's still around and playing well. So here's the thing. I think with the defensive line and the rush and the pressure that they can put on Brees, defensive line coach, get your hands up, everyone. I think that limits the big playability of the Saints. Thomas will get his over the middle. I got TB12 in the Bucs winning this game, 31-24.
I can't wait. It's going to be a great game.
I think that game will be sponsored by Just for Men, Dr. Scholl's.
That thing Frank Thomas promotes, Nugenics.
Nugenics. Yeah, exactly right. And probably brand some sort of brand cereal. One of those four things will make up every one of the commercials. No insurance, nothing else, no pop. It's going to be all about the aging products and the anti-aging products. It's going to be a fun slate.
Be a fun slate. Going to be a fun weekend. Last weekend, we had Nickelodeon games where people got slimed. Oh, SpongeBob. That was great.
Can we name our own MVP each time, each week?
Yeah, we should. All right, let's wrap this thing up. You want to tell our listeners where they can find us, hear us, see us online? Yeah, Big
Ben, K-Win, WST Podcast. We just gave you the NFC rundown for this week's divisional playoff games. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at WST_podcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcast. Make sure to rate and review us, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, iTunes. Also send us emails at wstpodcastshow@gmail.com. Sponsored by 88 Acres.
Five-star ratings, 88 Acres.
88 Acres should definitely get a spot on Nugenics, Metamucil, Dr. Scholl's, and 88 Acres.
88 Acres. That should be the fifth sponsor this coming weekend. All right, folks, that wraps it up. We'll see you soon. We got some exciting episodes coming up. We're going to preview the conference championship. We'll get Super Bowl, and we're going to have some Zags basketball and much, much more.
Boom.